This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio you control. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Ridley.
And Mark.
And I'd like to move on to this discussion about, I think it's pronounced Huawei, the Chinese tech company.
Yeah, this is the one that that the Trump administration says is in cahoots with the government. Like, there was something going on in Canada, spies. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on.
They arrested one of Canada, that is, arrested one of Huawei's executives under spying charges, and they've now blacklisted the company. And now other American companies acting presumably on behalf of the federal government or in cahoots with it or whatever are actually adding Huawei to their own blacklist. Chip makers like Intel, Qualcomm, Xilinx, and Broadcom are said to have told their employees that they will not supply Huawei until further notice, evidently under the auspices that they're working for the Chinese government. So according to SCMP, that's the South China Morning Post.
SCMP, all right.
So it's not likely to be overly unbiased. Top U.S. corporations from chip makers to Google have frozen the supply of critical software and components to Huawei technologies, complying with a Trump administration crackdown that threatens to choke off China's largest technology company. Now, they characterize it as sort of a directive from the United States. They didn't explicitly say that, but they said complying with a Trump administration crackdown.
Yeah.
I'm not aware, and there's nothing within this article that actually suggests that, you know, we've actually, the United States government has gone through the process of saying, hey, look, you can't do business with this company. Now, I know that the federal government did today say that they are worried about the drones being used by sheriff's departments and things like that across the United States because, like, something like 80% of them are purchased from Chinese companies, and they're worried that China is also using that information, even though that information is easily available on Google Maps, in order to map out the terrain and things like that. For what purposes? Who knows? You know, why would they be doing any of this? It seems like just a bunch of hysterical fear-mongering to me.
Yeah, I find the thing sort of all murky. I don't really understand it that well. So can you sort of reset it and make me understand what's going on with Huawei and why the Trump administration thinks that what they're doing and all this? I just don't know.
I will attempt to.
Okay.
I'm no expert on it either because I generally don't care what the administration is doing because it tends to not affect me.
Imperial politics. It's all imperial politics.
Essentially.
Yeah.
But so the 2016 election, from what I could tell, it basically...
Our allies on Tatooine are now the rebels on Tatooine, right? I mean, this is really what I don't know.
Yeah. I'm into national politics, and my nation is New Hampshire.
I wouldn't even go that far, I don't think. I consider myself largely apolitical, which is, you know, a weird thing to say, doing Free Talk Live and Call to Freedom.
Talking about issues is different than being apolitical.
I would agree. But
having run for office in the last year and a half, I think, probably, I don't know that you can really lay a claim to being apolitical.
Yeah.
Okay, fair point. Well, I was running with the intention of not enforcing the law. Is that not apolitical?
I don't know.
But anyway, so as far as I could tell, the 2016 election basically came down to whether you wanted war with China or war with Russia. Trump was pretty clear in his hatred of Russia, saying that they weren't fair trading partners or whatever. They inflate their currency.
China?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry. And Hillary was pretty clear about wanting war with Russia. I think she even said it during one of the debates that she wanted to actually launch an invasion on Russia. I don't recall exactly which debate it was. Whether
I wonder why they made memes that sank her candidacy.
Right.
or were aimed at sinking her candidacy. What sank her candidacy was stacking the deck at the DNC, was putting in, replacing the president and taking the old president and promising him the VIP seat and doing a bunch of things that looked really fishy, and then Sanders doesn't get through. I'm not claiming that she cheated and made it so Sanders couldn't win. I am claiming that she has stacked the deck, and if she needed to, she would have.
Yeah, the election was stolen and manipulated. It was stolen and manipulated, stolen from Bernie Sanders by Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
That's
why she lost. America doesn't like a cheater.
He would be president right now. He was the one that the normal setup, the way the system works, he would have been president if the system had actually been functioning.
No, I think Trump would have slaughtered Sanders. I think the best way to ensure that Democrats do not win an election is to run an avowed socialist.
I would say that the Trump was the worst candidate the Republicans could have put up, although he won and everything. He was the worst candidate they could have put up, and that he was the only one that Sanders could have beaten, and he would have. The margin was narrow, just razor thin for Trump's win, and there were enough people, I believe it was hundreds of people separated. A Trump win on a loss. I'd have to look it up just to make sure, because it's electoral votes. It's always very strange.
Right.
Clinton won the majority, but lost because of the Electoral College. And what matters is, I know there was one state where the margin was very thin as to whether or not, it won one or the other. But I can't tell you for sure. But the margins were remarkably thin. And if those people, if enough people had gone to the polls. And a lot of Sanders voters just sat home. They voted for, they voted for the Green Party, they voted for the Libertarian Party, or they sat home. They just couldn't bring themselves to vote for Clinton because they campaigned against her so hard, and their stomachs were turned against her. So I would say, yeah, that Sanders would have won.
I don't think so. I think the political climate in the United States is such that even today there is still a large degree of hatred for socialism, especially upfront socialism.
Okay.
Americans do seem to like socialism when it's portrayed to them in the way that Trump portrays it. Let's build a wall and, do all this other stuff and free college and things like that. But I think most of the states that actually went blue for Hillary Clinton, they would have flipped hard red if we ran an actual socialist, because socialism, through most of their lives, was presented as something that was absolutely destructive to their entire way of life.
We do understand that both the Democrats and Republicans are just different flavors of socialism, right?
Yes, but they don't.
I understand.
The average voter doesn't.
No, I agree. I think that I do agree that the embracement of the term socialism is too new in its implementation to be necessarily successful. I won't back off my statement that I think Sanders would have beaten Trump.
I have to believe he wouldn't.
Okay.
There was this organization that has successfully predicted all the winners, way in advance, for years or whatnot. They projected Sanders, and I believed it. I think he probably was the one that, again,
the New York Times said that Hillary was going to win the day of the election. I mean, as early as November 2015, I said that Trump was going to win both the primary and the election, and I proved to be right on both counts.
I predicted a Trump win in the primary, but I couldn't. I was gobsmacked when he actually did win.
538, of course, they compiled all sorts of statistics and data, and they said, oh yeah, Hillary, it's hers to lose. She's going to win. You can take it to the bank. And Trump was laughed at and mocked.
She did.
Yeah, I don't agree that it was ever hers, though. I think she believed it was.
The two most hated people in the country. That's who we headed from.
It was like the Simpsons are prophetic, when they have the two, the one-eyed aliens with tentacles saying, what are you going to do? Vote for a third party?
Never said Bob Dole.
It just shows how awful our choices were. They really, it's like they went around and found the very worst, most undesirable candidates and ran them.
But Bob Dole never says Bob Dole says Bob Dole. Bob Dole never said Bob Dole, said Bob Dole.
It's a funny bit.
The alarming thing about the whole 2016 election is that it proved to be entirely true. That if we had a choice between Stalin and Hitler, one of them would have won the White House. No matter who a third-party candidate was, we would have put one of those two maniacs back into power.
Right. The Libertarians got more votes than they had ever gotten in a previous election. And
that was running the extremely weak Gary Johnson.
And I don't think that was 5%.
No. I think it was 3% at the end of the day, wasn't it?
Pretty good.
Well,
doesn't change anything.
I don't know if I would call it pretty good either. But you're right. Nothing changed. This is Free Talk Live. Tell us what's on your mind. 855-450-FREE as in freedom. Or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. Again, that's 855-450-3733.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That is... If true, means the crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Give us a call and tell us what's on your mind. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Ridley.
And Mark.
And Mark, you have something on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about Freedom Fest. It's the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. Freedom Fest theme this year is the Wild West. Liberty and opportunity, or lawlessness and violence? Both. Well, they're going to have Penn Jillette, Candace Owens, Lenore Skenazy, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist, libertarians, conservatives, liberals, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates and share real solutions and converse freely. It's July 17th through the 20th at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. So definitely a lot of fun. Head by all. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Get your tickets now. Join us. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use code FTL50 and save $50 off your ticket. If you're not yet convinced, and, well, I'd love to see you there. I really would. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get the 5 best speeches from last year. Do a little research. See whether it's the sort of place you want to go. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, and John Mackey. That's the former CEO of Whole Foods, and they're all for free there. It's freedomfest.com/FTL, July 17th through the 20th, Paris Hotel in Las Vegas, freedomfest.com/FTL.
That's definitely a lot of big names. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be one awesome event.
It is. There's no doubt. It's a great event, and it's not cheap to go, but...
Well, it's never cheap to go to Vegas.
Check it out, and I think you're going to have a wonderful time. They have lots of sort of investment opportunities there. If you're the sort of person who has the opportunity to do investments, well, probably it's worth going just to see what the opportunities are.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
So you also have the story about Trump evidently admitting that there is a military-industrial complex,
yep,
which doesn't make him the first president to do it, but hopefully it will serve, I say hopefully, even as I know it won't happen, but hopefully it could serve as a reminder to people that this is a real thing and not necessarily a conspiracy theory.
CNSNews.com, President Trump, speaking about hostile foreign powers, Iran especially, told Fox News that if he can solve tensions economically, he prefers to do that to a military solution. But he said he's up against a military-industrial complex in Washington.
I mean, didn't he mostly put that military-industrial... I mean, didn't he surround himself with it, with, like, John Bolton and previously Mad Dog Mattis and several others who are just intensely pro-war?
No one has stood against the military-industrial complex as a seated president the way that Trump has been willing to since Eisenhower, no, since Carter.
What about JFK?
JFK's dead. No, I'm sorry.
Right.
Carter. Carter's more recent than JFK. I wasn't alive for that, so I really wouldn't be able to speak to it one way or the other.
Isn't Carter like the only American president that did not involve us in a new armed conflict?
Yep, there's no war under the Carter administration. There was
unless you count the invasion of Iran by a small number of troops.
Yep. Right. It was a rescue mission because Iran was holding U.S. hostages.
Those were bureaucrats, though.
Yeah, and they... understood. yes, they were. And
we're not bystanders.
They sent in a helicopter, and of U.S. military interventions in my lifetime, an armed intervention to get bureaucrats out of a hostile country that was taken over, like in a rebellion, seems like the best one that I've heard. I'm only comparing cancers here. Like, it's like looking on your arm if you're colored and like
skin cancer,
melanoma,
yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, I like the shape of this one best, right? Like, you know, there's like 20 blotches on your arm, and you're like, this one looks kind of like Goofy from Disney World. I like it best. So I don't like it, but I like it best.
But it's funny how we only talk about that when we don't even talk about the successful rescues that were undertaken by Ross Perot. When that was private.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. What, can you tell me about it?
Yeah, I don't know a lot of it about it either, but there were some private workers there that got stranded, and their company got them out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was like a lot of cloak and dagger and interesting stuff. There was a
they got trapped in Iran?
A docudrama movie about it. Trapped in Iran right after the revolution, yeah.
Yeah. And these things wouldn't have been necessary. It's worth pointing out, wouldn't have been necessary if the United States hadn't been, all up in Iran's business with instituting the Shah and his terrible depredations.
Oh, yeah. What's Iran going to do? Are they going to create a coup like Americans did to them? Are they going to shoot down an airliner full of civilians like the Americans did to them? Are they going to have one of their allies invade the country, like Americans did to them? Maybe, but I don't see it. You know, Iran. Has Iran ever invaded anyone in the last 300 years?
They're not exactly non-hostile, but no.
They say mean things.
They do bad
things
too.
They hurt our feelings.
They do. They support, if you want to use the term, terrorist organizations, non-state actors. They will arm non-state actors to do things, and there's something going on in the military.
Well, so will the American government.
Oh, I'm not claiming that they won't. I'm claiming that Iran's over there like some Vestal Virgin, fanning herself. I can't believe this. The United States just keeps on doing terrible things to me. It does, but, they've done what they could. Could to lash back as nation states will.
And they treat their own people terribly. They're rated as like the third least free country in the world or something.
Not delightful. I don't know. U.S. statesman is really sort of putting out the path to good feelings for Iran, Russia, North Korea. Nobody's saying, okay, do this, do this, do this, do this. And then we'll treat you like we treat everybody else, and it'll be awesome. Because, for one, remember what the United States, through the World Banking Organizations, treats the rest of the world like. Like a bunch of serfs. Like cows to be milked. And I can see why these countries are like, whoa. I mean, the step up from here is being treated like a whipping boy? Awesome. Give me some of that. So it's not a surprise to me that they do that, but the military-industrial complex is always ready to come after you if you show your teeth in any way.
Yeah, if you refuse to fall in line and submit yourself to American dominance, they will force you to.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't have any good solution for a country for that. There's basically three sovereign states in the world. There's Russia, China, and the United States. And I'm not entirely sure about Russia.
Well, there's
Switzerland, you can kiss my butt with your FATCA compliance.
There's a series of solutions, and it's not super difficult, I think. I mean, the fact that Costa Rica was able to do so well when the Americans were messing with the Soviets and the Soviets were messing with the Americans right next door. Costa Rica didn't even have an army, and they managed to stay out of it. So it can be done. In Switzerland, 1940.
Yeah, but sovereignty, though.
Costa Rica isn't exactly a first-world country at this point, either. I mean, they're not an economic powerhouse or a major player. This is Free Talk Live. If you disagree, call in and tell us. It's 855-450-3733 or discord.freetalklive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking in Montoursville, Pennsylvania. As a huge crowd at the hangar wearing red MAGA hats shouts, four more years. Pennsylvania State President Trump won in 2016 by only 1%. The economy improving in Pennsylvania in the past 2 years with manufacturing jobs back and unemployment down. Here's the president.
The United States added 263,000 jobs just last month, far exceeding any expectations. And since the election, we've created nearly 6 million new jobs. Now, if I would have ever said that to the fake news media, look at how many back there. Wow. That's a lot of people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk radio you control. Tell us whatever is on your mind. This 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Ridley.
And Mark. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything that's related to cryptocurrencies. And Bitcoin.com can help you to choose a wallet, buy some Bitcoin Cash or other cryptocurrencies, show you where you can spend your crypto, your Bitcoin Cash. They can also read the latest news or engage with the community on their forum. Learn more about this, the great website, at Bitcoin.com. Like to also announce soon, on June 4th, they're having the launch of local.bitcoin.com, and this will allow you to buy, sell, and trade with your neighbors in Bitcoin Cash. It's a very big deal. Really?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's about as big as it gets.
This is news to me. This is awesome.
Yeah, actually, is that so you can make a an end run around Coinbase? You could take your money, put it into
PayPal. Well, it sounds like an end run around local Bitcoins.
Yeah. And Local Bitcoins is not a terrible organization. I'm certainly not, wouldn't claim that that's the case.
No, but they're Bitcoin only.
Yeah.
And local.bitcoin.com will support Bitcoin Cash.
Cash. I'm surprised. I would suspect exclusively.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Local.bitcoin.com.
See, it seems like, for me, I don't want to use Coinbase. I can't get money out of crypto easily, it seems like. And this seems like, it sounds like, it's, from what I understand, it's compatible with PayPal. So you would be able to take your Bitcoin and turn it into PayPal dollars.
You can with right? localbitcoins.com. I would not recommend using PayPal. I do it, but it's only for very small amounts. I certainly wouldn't sell even $100 at a time to somebody using PayPal. It is instant, but they can get their money back and not actually give you back your Bitcoins.
Right.
So they can dispute it with PayPal. And of course, you'll give them negative feedback. And in the long run, it will hurt their reputation. But if they just do five or six big trades for $10,000 worth of Bitcoin or something like that, then they end up with both the cash and the Bitcoin. They don't have to do it many times before they can just back out entirely. So PayPal is one of the highest risk ways of doing business on local Bitcoins.
Yeah, it's about as high risk as you can get with it. And you're right, I wouldn't, you know, if it's for $20 and you can afford to lose $20 that you're trying to get $20 for lunch or something, then, you know, maybe it's worth it because you can skip lunch because you're like me and probably overweight. So whatever. I've
never had an issue with it. But I only do business with people who have, like, thousands of verified trades. So they're not going – if they built up that kind of reputation, they're not going to throw it away over a $40 purchase of Bitcoins. It's just not going to happen. Maybe for $40,000, but I wouldn't sell $40,000 worth of Bitcoin in general, but certainly not using something like PayPal.
Right.
So I want, what do you know what all payment methods will be supported by local.bitcoin.com?
No, you're going to have to check it out. I don't know that they know everything. June 4th is the rollout date, so it's still a few couple weeks away.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, though.
Yeah, it's important stuff.
Yeah, that's exciting news.
Yep.
This is the first time I've heard about it. I'm very happy to hear it.
Expect that kind of thing from Free Talk Live.
Awesome. So we've been talking about the military-industrial complex and the various virtues of neutrality when it actually plays out as neutral. Of course, the United States has a history of pretending to be neutral while it does as much as possible to be passive-aggressive, like with Japan. And it actually was only during like the last 2 years that I realized that all of the crap I was taught in school about World War II is actually crap. You know, they painted the United States as an isolationist country prior to World War II.
They painted it that way during it too. And, I mean, you know that they, you know that. Oh my dear, I don't know why these Japanese people done bombed us. I don't get it. You know, and
I bought it. And it wasn't until shortly after Ron Paul's final primary campaign that I realized. Well, he's not an actual isolationist either.
Right.
Neither was the United States.
Yeah, the United States wasn't isolationist prior to World War II. And all you have to do is Google the term McCullough Memo. Just Google McCullough Memo. And
is that the one about trying to maneuver the Japanese into shooting first?
Right. There is a Roosevelt administration memorandum that is now just part of history that we all understand that in fact, the Roosevelt administration and very likely FDR himself. We don't know how he could have. We don't have proof that he saw it, but we don't know how he couldn't have seen it either. And that they, you know, had a plan for instigating Japan into war. And surprise, 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 that plan is almost word for word what happened.
Yep. Well, it's not surprising. I mean, we had like British generals coming over and saying, look, unless the United States enters this war, it's lost. Germany is going to win. We're not going to be able to overcome it. Eventually, we're going to be defeated.
We need help to stop the Nazis so that Stalin can murder tens of thousands of people.
Yeah. Well, essentially. But, I mean, that's exactly what we did. There was something
special about the Nazis, though. I mean, you know, you saw how came about. A key peace came about to some extent with the Russians. It was a Cold War, but there wasn't constant shooting. That probably wasn't possible.
If the United States would have entered
under Hitler, all you could do was either kill them or join them.
Yeah, I don't know that. So you're telling me that what you're saying is that somehow you know the Nazis are superior to the Soviets, and I'm not sure I'm ready to say
that. No, I'm saying the opposite.
The Nazis are inferior to the Soviets.
You can actually make agreements with the Soviets, and they might actually sit there for a while and not invade anybody else.
Well, why don't you just wait for Hitler to finally take out the Russians and then go in and mop up?
That would have been better, probably.
Yeah.
And well, Churchill wanted to do this.
I don't know if I would want to characterize that as better.
Well, see, Churchill's plan I like better. What he wanted to do, instead of invading France, he wanted to invade Yugoslavia and Italy and the islands and the Adriatic and do stuff there, because that way you become between the Russians and the Berlin, and you're in a situation where now, instead of the Russians running all of Europe, they're back to where they normally are, right? So you wouldn't have had a Poland being taken over by Russia and that sort of thing.
Well,
I would agree that the way that Russia handled the end of World War II was imperialistic, obviously.
Yep.
But they did kick the Nazis out of the territories that they, in the sense of war, conquered fair and square.
And then the Russians occupied all of it.
Yes.
And turned it into the Warsaw Pact and the Soviet bloc.
But so did we. The only difference is that we spoke a language they liked.
You couldn't even say what you wanted to say.
You can't say what you want to say now.
You could say pretty much anything you wanted to say in Germany right after the war.
I challenge you to go to Germany and say you support Nazism.
That's what I said, pretty much everything. And here you can't say that.
I'm with Dave on this one.
The Soviets were not like that.
That the that demonstrably Europe is a better choice over the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union fell because it was awful. But why did we have to go in on the side of awful people to go after awful people? Here's a little clue, people. When armed, dangerous murderers are fighting it out, leave them alone. You don't have to actually do anything.
Yeah, and
Great
so many
Britain
times
was not going to be invaded by Germany. Germany couldn't have possibly have held all of Europe. Couldn't have done it. Not possible. And the way that they fought their way into Europe, they could have fought their way into Europe as soon as they saw that it was clear that Stalin was going to fall. Stalin was a bad person before Hitler came along, and he didn't get any better afterwards. Stalin killed more people, responsible for more civilian deaths than Hitler ever could have imagined being responsible for.
Yeah.
So, bad people doing bad things. I'm not. Just don't get involved in this crap.
I would definitely agree.
If the United States hadn't have been involved in Russia's business in World War I, likely the Soviet Union wouldn't have been created either. If the United States hadn't been involved in China's business during World War II, Red China wouldn't have existed. U.S. intervention doesn't have good history.
855-450-3733.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Tell us whatever's on your mind at 855-450-3733. If you call in fast enough, there's still time to get it out there on the air. With you tonight is Aria.
Ridley.
And Mark.
Wanna so who is epping the show tonight?
Tonight's amplifier, featured amplifier, is Harry. And that's the thing about our amplifiers. He's a silver amplifier, by the way.
He's what?
What's that? Silver.
Okay.
And I presume male, too. I said he.
did Harry, you just assume his gender, Mark?
I did. Harry, like so many others, amplify Free Talk Live by going to amp.freetalklive.com. I presume it's because Harry likes the message of liberty being spread around the world, far and wide, by one of the largest voices for liberty on the planet, Free Talk Live. 200 radio stations now, and we're proud of it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and who is Harry has done. Thank you.
And that stands for advertise, market, and promote.
That's correct. Right? We won't
and
spend that on
to promote the show.
Right. We're not spending that on pizzas or anything like that.
No, but tomorrow is Bitcoin Pizza Day, as
oh,
I
is
hear it.
It?
No. Oh, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Well, we're celebrating it tomorrow.
Well, celebrate with pizza every day. I think that like this weekend or something was National Pizza Day too.
Really?
Yeah, there was a National Pizza Day, so.
I wasn't aware of that. So we've been talking about the war machine and the challenges that we face as libertarians in attempting to cause any change to it and how we've gotten to this point, especially when we go out to the breaks, we end up carrying all these conversations, but especially how we got to this point, how one intervention led to another which precipitated another.
And these are all U.S. interventions.
Yeah, and these are
talking
some,
about.
And these, in a sense, they're like the least bad things that the central government of the United States has done, right? Like stopping the Kaiser, stopping Hitler. It did happen. They did do those two things.
But the results of them were catastrophic.
Yes. It might have been, in the first case, it's almost certain that staying out of World War One would have prevented World War Two. In terms of staying out of World War II, I think it would have been a little more difficult, but
I'm not even sure.
But it did result in Stalin running Europe, basically.
Right. I've also seen scholarly pieces that make the argument that Germany in World War I wasn't really a bad guy. They were certainly the bad guy in the United States because the United States tends to be Anglophiles, especially at that time in history. But there's not a lot of good examples of Germany being terrible at that time compared to...
They were pretty terrible. The only real difference, I think you could make the argument, the only real difference between the World War I Germans and the World War II Germans is there was no genocide by the World War I.
It's a really important
part.
Yeah,
that is a pretty big difference.
And there were far fewer civilian deaths in World War I than there were in World War II.
That was the reason of lack of long-range aircraft.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is that Germany isn't demonstrably worse. I've seen the scholarly work. I'm not an expert there, but I don't really know what you can pin on. I know why people hate Hitler, but pinning on the Kaiser? Well, there was that, some atrocities that occurred when they went through Belgium and that sort of thing.
It was pretty systemic.
Meaning?
Well, they burned down the medieval library at Louvre just because they heard a rumor that there had been some gunfire. And this was, they were burning their own texts, right? These were German texts, English texts, all this stuff from the Middle Ages. They just destroyed it all one day. And then, the taking people out and shooting them because something happened on the other side of town and randomly.
The Schlieffen plan was terrible. However, it was also poorly planned, and so they had to do crappy things to keep that the whole idea going. They were behind, behind times, and they just wanted to keep, can't stop the supply lines. You got to keep going, and the Maginot Line was, preventing stuff. Was the Maginot Line
the pre-existing?
Yeah, the pre-existing line
at that location, which was later the Maginot Line.
Right. So the series of forts that were not yet called the Maginot Line, all I'm saying is that France and England wanted a fight and they got it.
I don't know. I'm not convinced. I'm more pro-Allied.
I've gathered that. Let's go to the phones, however. We've got Joe, who is calling in about Trump from New York. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. So I was wondering if you guys had heard about Justin Amash, potentially the libertarian frontrunner for president, saying that he thinks Trump should be impeached.
This is the first I've heard about Amash being the frontrunner for the LP.
Yeah, that's
well,
news.
That's what I'm hearing. Nicholas Sarwak has apparently been, going to him and pleading with him to run, and he's, been making public statements saying he's, the next Ron Paul or something.
Well, Amash's name tends to come up with Ron Paul mentioned several times, so I'm not surprised at that, but... I knew that one of the politicians, GOP leadership calls out Amash after impeachment push. Romney GOP rep Amash is courageous to call for Trump's impeachment. Amash's first GOP lawmaker to state Trump is impeachable. Okay, that's what I thought that I was. I just want to make sure that I was reminded on this when we called in. I don't know what Amash is going to do as far as a run for president. Do not keep up with this. I haven't read, Amash has access to this Mueller report, and I don't. If Amash says that there's an impeachable offense, then I'd be interested in knowing what it is. But,
I think the allegation was obstruction of justice was the impeachable offense.
Yeah, I think obstruction of justice is a crappy charge. I think that when somebody is being threatened with jail, that you could expect them to act in, fashions that is obstructing your investigation, right? That's what I'm going to do. You threaten to throw me in a cage, and I'm going to try to obstruct your investigation. And I probably am not going to call... I wouldn't call any of this crap I've seen justice.
Certainly not.
So yeah. I don't know what Amash says. I don't know why he says what he says, but... I find him to be one of the more palatable liars and thieves in Washington, D.C., more so than I find Trump. So, I'm interested in this catfight.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I've heard some people say, oh, he's just doing this because he wants to win because he needs national attention so that he can get 3% of the vote. If he's the Libertarian nominee for president.
Oh, and you want a prediction on that? Oh, as a Libertarian, he's not going to win.
Yeah.
No, he won't win the primary.
Yeah.
Bill Weld will get it.
Yeah. But that's what I've heard. If that's the thing, I guess you got to do what you got to do to win. or not win. But I've also, if you legitimately believe that Trump should be impeached, I think that I think he's gravely misguided. I mean, I just like
they
Trump.
Should,
but
they
I,
should all be impeached,
right? I start
yeah,
with
well,
start with whomever you
for
want.
For reason,
okay.
He shouldn't be impeached for the Russiagate thing, because Russiagate is very much about censorship and wanting sanctions on Russia.
I can't find the big smoking gun in the Russiagate thing. I mean, I can't find this horrible thing that was going on. But, you know, I don't know everything, and I don't pay that much attention. I got a life to live, and that life is not going to be digging through these reams of politicals and, digging into the... You know, Russia's become Democrat for Benghazi, and... You can go as deep as you want in these rabbit
that
holes.
That is the most accurate thing I've ever heard.
And I'm just so bored with this stuff. I mean, if Amash feels like this is what's going to get him into the White House, then, well, great. I'd love to see Amash in the White House. You know, do I want to see one of these Democrats in the White House that I'm seeing? No. Nope. Sure don't.
Yeah.
I don't know that...
Sorry, do you think he's going to win the LP nomination?
I think he could win the LP nomination if he was to give up his seat and never win it again.
And why,
give up any political career that he hopes to have in the future. Sure, he could have the LP nomination. Whoop-a-doo!
Why are we talking about pretend politics?
I don't know.
I don't think he would win even if he attempted to. I think Bill Weld is going to get it. I don't want Bill Weld to get it. I want Bill Weld to screw up and die.
I think Amash could beat Weld in the nomination.
Yeah, I think so, too, because keep in mind...
I think Weld has more money, and that's why he won last time.
But Larry Sharp came 82 votes away from beating Weld. Larry Sharp at the time had zero name recognition, zero money, and had never held political office before, and he came 82 votes away from... winning the vice presidential nomination over Bill Weld.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for the call.
Stop wasting your time on this and just move to New Hampshire if you want freedom.
Well, I think
that's certainly the best approach.
You'll be a lot more effective than being worried about libertarian national politics.
Yeah. I don't have much to do with the LP these days, and I've been happier every day since.
I think that I love that they give me the opportunity to have somebody to vote for besides the two main liars and thieves.
Well, thank you for listening. This has been Free Talk Live. Same time, same place tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll be back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.